From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams. Modern artists have been poking fun at artistic convention and gallery propriety ever since Marcel Duchamp exhibited a bicycle wheel back in 1913. This weekend in Philadelphia, an art show wraps up which tried to challenge the white box gallery ideal. Curators encourage people to steal the art off the walls. NPR's Eric Westerfeld visited the exhibition called Steal This Show.
It's a show that might have made the late yippie prankster Abby Hoffman proud. The co-curator of Steal This Show, Nick Casway, calls it a pro-consumerist, anti-capitalist experiment. If you see a print, photo, painting, or sculpture you like, just take it. No peering museum guards, no gallery alarms or eye-popping price tags, and no dainty little wine and cheese trays.
People come into galleries just to eat the wine and cheese and don't really even look at the art. At least what we attempted to do was to have the public interact with the artwork and hopefully that they walked away or ran away with something that they liked.
And ran away they did. Casway walks around the back studio of Vox Populi Gallery in Philadelphia's Old City neighborhood. Black and white photocopies of the pilfered art with the word stolen written in bold red letters now appears where art was once displayed. The curators had hoped that the art thefts would occur slowly. Perhaps art kleptos would mill about doing that art gallery shuffle and nod, and then occasionally stick a painting under their coat. It didn't work out that way. The opening turned into a chaotic mob scene with dozens lined up for a free art free-for-all.
They took everything off the walls. They tried to even steal the vinyl lettering off the walls. I'm sure they would have tried to take the drywall off the walls if we had let them.
Everything was gone within 6 minutes. Casway and company videotaped the experiment. They wanted to post some of the thefts on their website as a kind of performance art video. But
during that evening, our videotape was stolen.
Now someone using the moniker QOD, whatever that means, says they're holding the tape for ransom. The art was donated by 25 mainly local artists. Some pieces were made specifically for the show, like the sculpture built with an annoying alarm sealed deep inside and set to go off 9 hours after the opening. Another sculpture was a book of etiquette bound and covered with sharp carpet tacks. It didn't deter a determined thief. The gallery is a cooperative space with three distinct areas, and things turned a little ugly when someone stole a painting from the adjacent gallery, which was certainly not part of Steal This Show. The curators called the police to report the real theft.
The cops show up, and he says, "So you had a show in the back where you were allowed to steal everything." "That's correct, sir." And in the middle gallery, you weren't allowed to steal anything." "That's also correct, sir." And the cop says, "Am I on candid camera?"
Casway says all the organizers asked of the thieves was to return the self-addressed stamped postcard in the back of the work, confessing why they took it. Those confessions are now starting to trickle in.
Someone said that they stole a photograph of some nudes, and because they had this memory of childhood peering through a hole in the wall looking at some naked women, and it brought back memories, so they had to own that piece. There was a piece called Chicken in the show, and it was pink, and someone wrote back and said, "It was pink, it fit in my bag, so I took it."
Casway and his fellow operators of Dissentia Curatorial Services, as they call it, enjoy working outside the occasional stodginess of traditional galleries. A past show of theirs was done out of the back of a U-Haul with all art on sale for under $50. Despite the mayhem opening night, Casway declares Steal This Show a success. Perhaps it was a fitting send-off to the Vox Populi Gallery. The gallery recently lost its lease. A developer may turn the loft space into high-end condos. Eric Westerfeld, NPR News, Philadelphia.